The American Civil Liberties Union is taking South Dakota to court over its redistricting plan. Plaintiffs say the plan affects American Indian representation in state government. While many tribal leaders applaud the lawsuit, some fear a victory could backfire against their voting rights campaign. From South Dakota Public Radio, Brian Bull reports.
When Representative Thomas Van Norman looks across the House and Senate of the South Dakota legislature, he sees row upon row of non-Indians drafting state legislation. Van Norman represents a district of mostly Lakota residents of the Cheyenne River Sioux Indian Reservation. His district also contains three of the poorest counties in the U.S.
An opportunity just has not reached far into some of these remote areas in reservation. People just don't see why that's important. We've heard all kinds of excuses in legislative proposals that kill our bills.
Van Norman says many bills that tackle such issues as racial profiling, protecting sacred Indian sites, and creating economic programs on reservations are often gutted or killed by his non-Indian peers. Less than 3% of state legislators are Native American. And Van Norman isn't the only one who sees the numbers stacked against Indian interests.
If it went straight by population, 8 to 10% of South Dakota is Native American. 8 to 10% of the legislature would be Native American.
Jennifer Ring is with the ACLU, which is suing South Dakota, claiming its redistricting plan keeps at least one legislative seat from being formed in Indian country. Ring says it also packs too many Indian voters into one district while sticking a much smaller number into a neighboring district. But a victory in court would create new lines and change the representation.
District 27 would be about 70% Native American after that, enough for the Native Americans to still control the vote. And District 26 would be subdivided into an A district and a B district. One of those would be about a 70% Native American majority. So effectively, there would be another legislator from down there.
Some tribal activists accuse the legislature of hijacking the Indian vote and tribal representation in state government. Alfred Boneshirt is a Rosebud Sioux tribal elder and lead plaintiff in the ACLU suit.
The people in power ignoring the voting rights, the redistricting, there's a basis of racism involved in this. The residue of that's going to be sticking around for years to come.
It wasn't an attempt to disenfranchise any voters.
Barb Everest is a Sioux Falls Republican who was Senate Majority Leader during the redistricting special session. She says it's difficult to draw up district lines without putting too few or too many voters in a particular area. Everest says several Native Americans worked on the redistricting plan, including Representative Paul Valandra. A Rosebud Sioux tribal member, Valandra says he supported the plan because it kept one district solidly stocked with Indian voters. Valandra says he'll now back the lawsuit if tribal leaders can place high numbers of Indian voters into the districts. More than what some ACLU advocates have suggested.
I do not trust the same type of district that the ACLU considers to be legally fair. We can draw the lines anywhere and carve out where the Indians live, then I can support the ACLU's goal.
Voting rights advocates say the lawsuit underscores the deep mistrust the state's largest minority group has towards its government. They argue that more Native delegates could help counter decades-long charges of racism between Indians and non-Indians in South Dakota. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Vermilion, South Dakota.